This audio resource has been produced by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Fathoming the Future project, telling new stories for new audiences. This episode will be about a World War I tramp steamer known as the SS Sarana. Our story begins in 1905, when the vessel was built at the J. Redhead & Son shipyard located in South Shields, England. The official classification of the SS Sarana is known as a schooner-rigged steel screw steamer and possessed a tonnage of 3,677 tons. Prior to the First World War, the Sarana operated as an ocean-going cargo and passenger ship, spending the majority of its time trading and carrying passengers between the UK, the West Indies, and ports in North and South America. An extract from the Montreal Gazette on the 16th of July 1913 states its arrival into Montreal from the West Indies, noting its cargo as 5,700 tons of sugar and small quantity of molasses, which is a viscous substance created during the refining of sugarcane. From this newspaper extract, we are also able to glean some information about the crew and passengers aboard, with the ship being under the command of Captain Haskell, and that one of the passengers on board was embarking on a round trip with the Sarana, having set off from England and visiting the West Indies and Montreal before heading back to the UK. At the outbreak of the First World War in 1914, the once safe British waters became rich hunting grounds for German U-boats. Passenger and cargo vessels like the Sarana were at considerable risk. In an effort to combat this, the Sarana was defensively equipped with a 4-inch stern gun and two 7.5-inch howitzers, manned by gunners from the Royal Marines Light Infantry and Royal Navy Reserves. Within the first year of war,
the Sarana survived its first brush with death.
Not with an enemy vessel, but during a near collision with the SS Rowan, only 9 miles off the coast of New Haven in Sussex, on the 30th of August 1914. Unfortunately, the Sarana
would not survive its second brush with death.
It was on the 19th of January 1918 when the Sarana was en route from London to Barbados in the Caribbean, loaded with a cargo of 500 tons of coal, 112 bags of mail, and 300 tons of general cargo. It was at 5:45 a.m. when an explosion occurred near the centre of the vessel and was initially suspected that the vessel was sunk by a torpedo shot from a German U-boat, UB-35. However, further investigation has led to the conclusion that it was sunk by a mine instead. The rationale as to why it is unlikely the Sarana was sunk by a torpedo from a U-boat is that at the night of the sinking, it was very dark and the Sarana was showing no lights, which would have made it difficult for a submarine to spot it. Secondly, the vessel had a very flat floor and the explosion occurred directly underneath the boilers, which makes it unlikely to have been torpedoed as it would have been struck at the side of the Sarana or missed underneath. Finally, the vessel did not list, as it would have been expected had it been struck on the side. The Sarana was carrying 59 people,
including 12 passengers when it sank.
A total of 7 men lost their lives in the sinking of the vessel. 4 of them were stokers, with Edwin Dreddy, St. Clair Payne, and Cyril Prince all dying in the initial blast, and Joseph Spencer later succumbing to his injuries in Poole Hospital. 2 passengers, Frederick Canterbury and Robert Greaves, and 1 member, Fitz Albert Linton, all sadly drowned. The Sarana managed to issue an SOS signal, which was picked up by nearby vessels from the Southern Auxiliary Patrol Force, whose crews were said to have felt the shock of the explosion and saw the rockets of distress. When these vessels reached the Sarana,
they found it in a sinking condition,
around 11 miles south of the Needles by the Isle of Wight. The survivors were rescued and assistance was requested in an attempt to save the ship. The decision was made to attempt to tow the Sarana back to the shore. Unfortunately, the towing cables broke as the ship was sagging due to the explosion, and the floundering ship grounded on the bridge reef at the Needles. It was hoped the ship could be recovered at the next high tide, but part of the vessel broke away in the meantime and drifted up the Solent, sinking 400 metres away. During the early 1920s, explosive operations were carried out to clear parts of the wreckage to prevent it from damaging passing ships. The Sarana's shallow depths made it possible for recreational diving. The site was first properly investigated in a 2010 survey that was part of the New Forest Coastal Zone Assessment, with several later surveys carried out by various diving groups. During the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project, divers from the Maritime Archaeology Trust carried out a survey in 2014. Unfortunately, the visibility during this dive was quite poor, which prevented any good quality images of the wreck from being obtained. That being said, the team were still able to identify several specific structural elements. The stern and the bow sections of the Sarana were separated, with the bow section lying in a shallower water, and the stern section around 400 metres away. The bow section lies in about 8 metres of water, with not much of it remaining upstanding. Though the remains are very broken, some of the remnants of the ship's cargo can still be identified, including some railway or wagon wheels and bricks. The stern section lies at around 18 to 20 metres of water and rests on a rocky outcrop. Lying on the southeast edge of the stern section are the two large single-ended boilers, and one has a noticeable large dent in it, which is likely to have been caused by the explosive operations carried out in the early 1920s. A variety of finds have since been recovered from the shipwreck itself. However, one of the more interesting finds are the two brass letters of N and E, which are believed to have been part of the ship's name and located on the bow of the ship. These brass letters can currently be found on display at the Shipwreck Centre on the Isle of Wight.
So that's one letter there. We've got another letter over there, the letter E from the same wreck.
Another notable artefact recovered is a firing trigger from one of the two 7.5-inch naval howitzer guns, which, as previously mentioned, was fitted to the Sarana during the First World War. This interesting piece currently resides in the Dave Wenders personal collection. Interestingly, the port side howitzer is still standing upright and reasonably intact. A photograph was taken during the 2014 dive, which shows the howitzer in situ, but is now covered in marine algae. In addition, the remains of the stern gun were discovered partially buried near the propeller. What makes the wreck of the SS Sarana so significant is that it serves as a representative of its type of vessel, a tramp steamer. This type of vessel is rare within the Forgotten Wreck study area. In fact, a 2011 report titled Assessing Boats and Ships, 1914 to 1938, claimed that all tramp steamers should be regarded as special interest, as there is only one confirmed shipwreck of this type so far discovered, which may be a testament to the seaworthiness of these vessels. Tramp steamers were a prominent type of 20th century shipping that served as an important role in the merchant shipping economy. These types of ships were used during the First World War for the transportation of goods, and its wrecking is an evidence of the attempts by the German Navy to sever British supply networks from the rest of the world. For context, the Sarana was just one of the 55 ships lost due to enemy action around the Isle of Wight alone during the First World War. It is ironic that the vessel which sailed many times across the Atlantic to the West Indies and North and South America should meet its end just miles off the Isle of Wight in British waters. But such was the threat posed to British shipping in the Channel during the First World War.
And the fact that it was sunk by an unsuspecting sea mine
proves just how deadly these once safe waters had become. Ultimately, the story of the SS Sarana is just one of the many forgotten wrecks of the First World War. If you would like to know more about the SS Sarana, you can always visit the Shipwreck Centre on the Isle of Wight. Or alternatively, you can access our Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War database on the Maritime Archaeology Trust website at www.maritimearchaeologytrust.org. Thank you for listening to our audio resource, researched and written by Rory Gudgeon, and read by Greta Clark as part of the Fathoming the Future project, made possible by the National Lottery's Heritage Fund.